Jim, just before you do go, there might be some people listening this morning. They've heard what you said in terms of the process that this went through, the invitation that were sent out to East Belfast councillors, and they might question the point, the reason for having this investigation if some councillors seem to know exactly what happened and exactly who was doing what.
Well, some people won't even remind us about the decision taken by this working group in the last week or so. Perhaps if I had have known much longer, we may not have been having any investigation or public furore about it. But unfortunately, I have a record in 25 years in Belfast City Council, of a quarter of a century, I've never, ever missed a council meeting.
Of course, and no one's calling that into question, Jim.
Some people fit in. Some people flit out. Some people couldn't.
But do you see my point? People have an investigation to find out what happened. But if people know what happened, then what is the point in having the investigation in the first place?
Well, that's why we have reservations about the investigation.
So why not just say, we don't need the investigation. This is what happened. This is who sanctioned it. And this is the process it went through, Jim.
Well, that's all going to come out in the investigation.
So we're going to have an investigation to find out what we already know.
In all probability, yes.
And what's that going to cost, the rate
payer? Again, I have absolutely no idea.
That's just ridiculous, Jim.
We'll hear the figures in due course.
But we know what happened. We know who sanctioned what, but we're going to have an investigation which will come out in a couple of months' time and pay money from the rate payer to get that.
I think you need to put that question to...
But you're a councillor too. Well, that's a fair point, and yes, we do. But you're a councillor too, Jim. As you've said, a very seasoned councillor. So what is the point of having an investigation into something that we know the answer to?
Well,
voted for it.
We had reservations about it. We have only got 6 councillors out of the 60. So,
but why does somebody not stand up and say, this is what happened? Why are we having an investigation when we know?
Because the reason is quite simple. They want to cause embarrassment to some chief officers. That's what's behind it. That's what's behind the whole thing.
Well, if that is the reason behind it, and obviously we're not going to mention any names on the programme, but if that is the reason, then why do they need an investigation to do that if people obviously know who did what and who called and sanctioned and ordered what?
Well, I think you need to put that to the people who have been pushing it very hard for an investigation. And some people wanted this to be a totally independent investigation.
An investigation into what they knew already?
Well, I don't know whether they knew or not, but the people...
Okay, let me be direct, Jim. Do you know?
Yes, I do know.
So we're having an investigation. We're going to pay money for an investigation into something that you... I know, I am very much aware, Jim, that you're one councillor out of a huge council, but you know the answer to it. So why are we paying money for an investigation into something that you, the first councillor I've asked about this, says, I know the answer?
Well, I think you need to... revert back to Sinn Féin, because they are the people who have been bawling and shouting from the rooftops over the last few weeks.
Well, did the whole council not vote for this, though?
Well, again, yes, they did.
Do you hear how, to some people, it will sound a bit ridiculous?
Yes, I have no doubt about that. But that's not the first occasion things have sounded ridiculous on what has been going on in Belfast City Council.
Well, I don't really know what to say to that, Jim, but like, thank you very much, Jim. And like, I know Stephen says this when he's talking to people and they maybe get a bit of a hard time. I appreciate the fact you came on, because it is important that we do have representation that come on and try and explain to us what happened. So, Jim,
Finney, I will always come on. I know that people will attack me verbally. They have every right to do so. I'm willing to sit down and discuss this issue with anybody. Mistakes are made all the time by public representatives and officers and all the other organisations, but you've got to be open and honest, and that's the way I always try and operate
okay.
as a public representative.
Well, Jim,